Radio Free America. The 1960s was essentially a cultural dialogue between San Francisco and London. The music, art, fashions, comics, drug experimentation, sexual innovation, it was all driven by the creative interplay between the two cities, with some assistance from Detroit in the music department. In America, if you were young and longing for more, if you felt like a vagrant in your own hometown, if your life seemed elsewhere, then you headed for Gold Mountain, as Chinese fortune seekers once called the city by the bay. San Francisco beckoned to dreamers and losers everywhere. Many of them found the paradise they were seeking, free of the small voices that had hobbled them. Stuart Brand, Chet Helms, Janis Joplin, Hunter S. Thompson, Robert Crumb. More and more rebels arrived every day. They found one another. They formed bands. They started underground enterprises. They made history. San Francisco was Radio Free America, beaming its message of liberation around the world and summoning an endless army of outcasts. Crumb's exodus from the Midwest was fairly typical. His father, a 20-year veteran of the Marine Corps, never got over the fact that he had produced three awkward, arty sons. To escape his old man's anger and bafflement, young Crumb moved in with a friend in Cleveland and went to work doing color separations for a greeting card company. Month after month, he woke up every morning in blank, wintry Cleveland and punched the time clock. In June 1965, deliverance finally arrived in the form of a little blue vial of Sandoz pills that his wife, Dana, brought home one day, courtesy of her psychiatrist. LSD knocked me on my ass, said Crumb. It was my road to Damascus. The next day I had to go to work, but it all seemed like a cardboard world to me. People seemed like they were just going through the motions. After a couple years, I fled to San Francisco. I remember showing up in Golden Gate Park. Some guy dressed like Peter Pan was flitting about, dropping strange pills in people's mouths. Crumb abandoned his old life. Deserted my job, deserted my wife. I was not a good man. I ran away from it all. And he never looked back. In the fall of 1967, a broke Crumb, sitting in his Haight-Ashbury apartment, drew Zap Number 0 and Zap Number 1, and sold the underground comic books out of a baby carriage on the street. It was the beginning of Mr. Natural, Angel Food McSpade, Fritz the Cat, and other warped creations of Crumb's brilliant, drug-assisted imagination. The legend had begun.